Well, we mentioned earlier we took part in the bowling event last night down in Hillwood, and we could have certainly used this man on our team. Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, joins us. What's going on, Joe?
I wish I could have been there. How did that go?
Well, let's just say our team wasn't exactly
Kevin
like
Kevin was our
like
Ernie
Pete McCracken. Weber, like the real Pete, the bowler Pete Weber.
Well, I'm sure a good time was had by all. It's been a while since I picked up a bowling ball. I probably couldn't have helped you that much, but I'd have been willing to give it a shot.
That's like riding a bike.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Joe. Last night over at Hawkins Field, tough one to take for the Commodores as they lose 8-6. They got the bases loaded in the ninth, but Tennessee was able to wriggle out of it and get the win in the first game of the series.
Well, that was kind of the story of the night. Commodores got off to a rough start, gave up two in the first, one in the second, one in the third. And we kind of got an idea of what the evening was going to be like in the bottom of the first inning. Vanderbilt gets the first two men on in Harris and Reynolds. They get the second and third with nobody out, and Vanderbilt doesn't score in the first inning. And that's happening too often. It happened at least three times in this game where Vanderbilt had men at third and couldn't get them home. They left bases loaded in the fourth. Did score two runs in that inning, but left the bases loaded, left two on in the sixth. And as you said, opened up with three straight runs, three straight singles, rather, to open the ninth inning. And then Hernandez was lifted for a hard-throwing right-hander, and Ramsey, who came in and got the Commodores in order to end the game. So if you're looking for any good news, I guess, as a Commodore fan, part of it is that Kentucky lost last night to Florida. So now Vanderbilt, one win or one Kentucky loss over the next 2 days will put the Commodores in the tournament. And they can no longer finish any higher than seventh, but they can still finish seventh, eighth, or not make the tournament at all. So there's still work to be done.
Looked like a pretty neat atmosphere with folks all the way around in the outfield last night.
Really was. A lot of folks, and you've seen a lot of times at games, I know a lot of season ticket holders that have the seats in the regular seating bowl a lot of times don't come to the but one game on a weekend or something like that. Well, everybody came last night. They had almost 3,000 there. The outfield seats almost full, as you said. It was a really good atmosphere. It was a great night just to be at the ballpark. Hopefully we'll have that again tonight. Mike Minor will pitch tonight. You know, and when you think about it, you know, Mike is going to be a highly draftable junior at the end of this year. This could conceivably be Mikey's last start at Hawkins Field. So hopefully a big crowd turns out for that. And Vanderbilt needs a good performance from him. Need to get off to a better start. This team has been pretty consistent about if they start well, score a couple of runs early, they usually play well. If they fall behind, they have to, you know, dig out of a hole the whole night. It's very tough for them to win.
Joe, listen, it's not a direct connection to Vanderbilt, but you remember back from the bowl game, Mark Herzlich, the very talented linebacker for Boston College, diagnosed with cancer, which is you know, to me, you know, obviously an upsetting story in and of itself, but this is a kid who is also projected to be one of the top 10, you know, returning seniors in the country next year.
It was amazing when I heard about it yesterday. And I'm sure he's receiving, you know, well wishes from all over because, as you said, you know, this is one of those things that transcends sport, transcends, you know, the college game. And, you know, I cannot imagine what it must have felt like to get that kind of news. But that's certainly heartbreaking for him, and you're right. He was going to be a very highly sought-after player, and now it shifts into a different mode for him, obviously. Now it's just, you know, thinking about trying to beat this somehow. So that was amazing when I heard that yesterday myself.
Hey, Joe, thanks as always. We'll speak with you again on Monday morning.
Oh, by the way, when you guys talk to Bobby Johnson again, you may want to ask him about yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Bobby took part yesterday in the Regions Charity Classic Pro-Am down at in Birmingham. And his fivesome was Jeff Fisher, Bobby Johnson, Vince Gill, Al Del Greco, and their pro was Lee Trevino.
Oh, man.
So did they win?
I have no idea. I've looked all over trying to find scores. Of course, pro-ams in the champions events are 2 days because they play you know, three rounds instead of four. So there's another pro-am round today. But they were one of the featured groups, obviously. Charles Barkley was down there, several others. So I'm looking forward to hearing how it went yesterday.
Was Hank Haney with Barkley?
I think he's probably had enough of him, don't you?
I would imagine so. Joe, thanks a lot.
All right, see you guys.